Health for All received a pretty big gift today. Can you tell us a little bit more about the donation that y'all received?
Well, we are actually very excited about a partnership with Lynn and Nancy Berry. Nancy Berry, obviously, is the mayor of College Station, and her husband is a professor at A&M and very well known in both in his work with marketing and the healthcare industry. So they obviously have a passion for this community and saw the need and were able to work with us to make sure that we could get some testing equipment and supplies that we desperately needed for our patients.
So how much did they donate to Health for All?
Well, they're actually providing a donation of just over $5,000. They've asked for some of our greatest needs, and we sort of outlined what the costs were for the testing supplies and equipment that we most needed, and they were more than generous enough to cover the cost of purchasing all of it.
And Liz, can you go a little bit more into detail about that testing supplies and what you guys really needed at your clinic?
Well, one of the things that Health for All struggles with as a free clinic for the uninsured is trying to balance not ensuring we don't have unnecessary spending, at the same time providing the same quality of care that you would expect at any other doctor's office. So more than half of the patients that we see are suffering from diabetes as a chronic condition. And as a best practice, there are tests that we need to have done at least annually, if not twice a year, to ensure that their disease is not breaking down their body and their internal organs are still functioning properly. That's something that can be very expensive, particularly for free clinics. We don't tend to have the resources to stay on top of that. This partnership has allowed us to make sure that we have the supplies to test every one of our patients with diabetes twice a year.
And last year, Health for All provided primary and preventative care for more than 1,200 individuals. Is this donation going to help you guys serve more individuals this coming year?
We certainly hope it will. We're really trying to make sure that we balance the demand with making sure that we can provide quality care. We want to ensure that the patients that are seeking help with Health for All are really getting established with the primary care setting. So anytime that they're sick, anytime that they need to make sure they have medication refills, they know that they can come to the clinic rather than going to our emergency rooms.
And Liz, we've talked specifics and what it means to you guys for this donation to come in with what it can purchase. But just in general, what does a big donation like this mean for you and for Health for All and obviously all of your patients?
Well, I have to say we rely on the generosity of this community. We don't get state or federal funding, so it is donations like this that allow us to keep our doors open. So obviously we are extremely grateful to have that support and that vote of confidence in the work that we do. It means so much to the patients that we're helping, not only because we're able to provide them with that health care that they can then go out and contribute to society. If they're healthy, they can get a job or keep a job. They can, you know, not be living off of a system, but actually helping provide for their families. But it also it goes beyond that, just knowing that this community rallies behind them. Everyone has a time when they're in need of a little help from a friend, and it says something that folks like the Berries are willing to step up and say, we care about you, and we're willing to pay it forward.
And Liz, if someone's interested in making a donation of their own or they just want more information about Health for All, what is a website that they can go to?
They can visit us at www.hlth4all.org.
Great. Well, Liz, is there anything else that you'd like to add before I let you go?
I just would want to say how grateful we are and how thankful we are, not just to Nancy and Lynn Berry, but for all of the folks that donate their time and their money to make sure that Health for All can care for this community, and we appreciate it more than we can say.